Now look at part two. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. Type your answers into each space. You'll hear a radio interview with a girl called Sylvia, who has won a competition. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two, and you will also have 1 minute to check your answers at the end of part two.
Hello, Sylvia.
Hi.
Welcome to the programme and many congratulations on winning the Young Writers Award.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, you're very young, aren't you, to win this prize when you're only 17? I mean, the competition is open to people up to the age of 25, so you must be feeling very proud. Is this the first time you've won such a prize?
Well, actually, I have won two other prizes. Huh? I won one when I was 12 for a poem which I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a competition run by the local newspaper. And then when I was 14, I won a short story competition which was organised by Frasers.
The Frasers? The international booksellers?
That's right. It meant my story was included with others which had been written by professional writers in a new paperback book, and it was displayed in all their shop windows.
So, does writing run in your family? Have you always been interested in writing?
Well, my mother is an engineer, and my father surrounded me with pictures. He teaches art. But I suppose they've always encouraged me to read. I remember when I was small, one of them always used to tell me a story before I went to sleep each night, and I just love listening to those stories. I used to look forward to going to bed.
Oh.
Apparently, I never made a fuss about bedtime, but if the story didn't last long enough, I wouldn't let them leave the room until they had told me some more. And even before I could write properly, I was apparently trying to write stories. Well, they weren't really stories. My mother kept a few of them, and they're hilarious. When I look at them now, I can hardly understand a word. But apparently, I used to insist that people listen to me whilst I read my own stories aloud.
Sounds to me as if you were a born writer.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just enjoy writing.
And do you want to be a professional writer eventually?
Oh, yes, I do. But I know it's not that easy. Publishing is very competitive, and it's very difficult to earn your living by just writing. I especially enjoy writing poetry, but it's almost impossible to get poetry published unless you're well known. So when I finish school, I'm hoping to go to university to study psychology. Then if I don't succeed as a writer, I'll be able to develop a career doing something else.
Okay. Now, tell us about the Young Writers Award and what that's going to mean for you.
Well, it includes a cheque for £1,000, which I'm going to spend on a new computer. But more importantly, it means that a publisher will look at some of the things which I've written. I've already met one of the editors from the publishing house, and he's going to read some of my work straight away. Also, I'm just finishing my first novel. And the fact that he will read it is probably the most exciting thing about winning the award. You hear about people who've written novels who get them sent back without anyone ever looking at them seriously. So I feel this is a fantastic opportunity. I don't expect him to say, "This is a brilliant novel, we'll publish it." But he'll give me advice on how to improve and develop my writing. And for me, that is worth more than any amount of prize money.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Hello, Sylvia. Hi. Welcome to the programme and many congratulations on winning the Young Writers Award.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, you're very young, aren't you, to win this prize when you're only 17? I mean, the competition is open to people up to the age of 25, so you must be feeling very proud. Is this the first time you've won such a prize?
Well, actually, I have won two other prizes. Huh? I won one when I was 12 for a poem which I wrote. Mm. That was just a competition run by the local newspaper. And then when I was 14, I won a short story competition which was organised by Frasers.
The Frasers? The international booksellers?
That's right. It meant my story was included with others which had been written by professional writers in a new paperback book, and it was displayed in all their shop windows.
Mm. So, does writing run in your family? Have you always been interested in writing?
Well, my mother is an engineer, and my father surrounded me with pictures. He teaches art.
Mm.
But I suppose they've always encouraged me to read. I remember when I was small, one of them always used to tell me a story before I went to sleep each night, and I just love listening to those stories. I used to look forward to going to bed.
Oh.
Apparently, I never made a fuss about bedtime, but if the story didn't last long enough, I wouldn't let them leave the room until they had told me some more. And even before I could write properly, I was apparently trying to write stories. Well, they weren't really stories. My mother kept a few of them, and they're hilarious. When I look at them now, I can hardly understand a word. But apparently, I used to insist that people listen to me whilst I read my own stories aloud.
Sounds to me as if you were a born writer.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just enjoy writing.
And do you want to be a professional writer eventually?
Oh, yes, I do. But I know it's not that easy. Publishing is very competitive, and it's very difficult to earn your living by just writing. I especially enjoy writing poetry, but it's almost impossible to get poetry published unless you're well known.
Mm.
So when I finish school, I'm hoping to go to university to study psychology. Then if I don't succeed as a writer, I'll be able to develop a career doing something else.
Mm. OK. Now, tell us about the Young Writers Award and what that's going to mean for you.
Well, it includes a cheque for £1,000, which I'm going to spend on a new computer. But more importantly, it means that a publisher will look at some of the things which I've written. I've already met one of the editors from the publishing house, and he's going to read some of my work straight away.
Mm.
Also, I'm just finishing my first novel.
Oh.
And the fact that he will read it is probably the most exciting thing about winning the award. You hear about people who've written novels who get them sent back without anyone ever looking at them seriously.
Mm.
So I feel this is a fantastic opportunity. I don't expect him to say, "This is a brilliant novel, we'll publish it." But he'll give me advice on how to improve and develop my writing. And for me, that is worth more than any amount of prize money.
Mm.
That is the end of part two. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part two.